You probably have the experience, at least in some part of your life or some aspect, where once somebody says something or you've seen something, you can never again hear or see whatever that thing is without thinking about them. They've so touched whatever that is, right, that now whenever you hear it or see it, your mind immediately goes there. Well, I have just such an instance with this particular gospel, the Transfiguration. I was in Rome, and in our time in Rome, we were expected, if people came over from the archdiocese, we were expected to, if we could at all, make some time for them and give them a tour of the city, or at least accompany them. And there was a mother and three daughters who were over, and they were from the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. And so part of the day I was able to spend with them and went with them to the Vatican Museums and was showing them around and, you know, relating whatever knowledge I could. And we came to the famous Raphael's painting of the Transfiguration. And I said, well, that's the Transfiguration. That's Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. And one of the daughters in her early 30s said, wow, you know, I never realized they were all three alive at the same time. I didn't even know what to say at that point. And unfortunately, she was a product of 12 years of Catholic education and 4 years of Jesuit university education. But every now I hear this gospel, and that's what I think. Huh, they were all alive at the same time. Well, in a sense, they are. They were then, and they are now. And we kind of portray the fact that they're alive together whenever a gospel is solemnly proclaimed during Mass, and you'll see the servers, they'll carry both candles up and they'll stand on either side of the gospel. I'm sure that started simply because whoever was proclaiming the gospel needed the light, and they would have a candle on either side and you could read. But it didn't take the church too long to name those two candles. One stood for Moses and one for Elijah. So that's your little, you know, cocktail knowledge for the day, right? You'll be at a cocktail party and you'll be able to say, you know what those two candles stand for? Elijah and Moses, on either side of the gospel. And shedding light on the gospel, which I'll return to in just a moment. But the fact is, what we hear in the gospel today at the end, do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The reason, it seems, that the Lord says, do not tell the vision, is because the vision itself, what they see and what they understand, will not be complete until Jesus is raised from the dead. And in fact, both Elijah and Moses' missions were not complete until Jesus is raised from the dead. People don't realize this, but both Moses and Elijah did not complete the work they were given. They both died outside the promised land. Moses misrepresented to the people what the Lord had said. And basically the Lord says to Moses, you're getting in the way of the progress here. You're getting in the way of the program. Time for you to step aside. You're not making it into the promised land. And he didn't. Right before they're ready to cross, the Lord takes Moses. Elijah, the Lord gives Elijah three things to do. Elijah does one of them, and he complains the whole time. And finally, the Lord says, you're going to put your mantle on Elisha, and he's going to be the prophet. You cross over to the other side of the Jordan, outside of the promised land, and we're going to talk. And at that point, the Lord takes him in the whirlwind. Whenever you come across in the Old Testament someone who is of the house of Israel and they die outside of the promised land, cut off from the land, that's not good. They did not complete their mission. And so you wonder what they were conversing about. I think they were conversing about the fact that that Jesus says to them, I've got this. The word that you began to proclaim, the mission of leading Israel to a deeper relationship with the Lord, the mission of writing the law on their hearts so that they would be truly my people, that will be completed now in me. So when we talk about both Moses and Elijah shedding light on the gospel as the two candles stand here, we understand what the Lord was about because we saw the Exodus and we hear the prophecy and we know the completion that's in the Lord. The church gives us this gospel the second Sunday of Lent every year because the transfiguration is about the completion of the mission. But it's our mission. And to know that it will not be complete unless it's completed in the Lord. Whatever it is our life is about, whatever it is that we're giving ourselves to day in and day out, its fulfillment, its completion, our life and its meaning and value will not be completed except in the Lord. And we'll either come to know that here or, like Moses and Elijah, we'll come to know it later. But as people who are called, as we hear in the first reading, like Abram, called to faith, now, as Paul says, the hardship of the gospel is laid upon us. The hardship of the gospel. People who know who they are and walk in the fulfillment have to live continuously in the light, knowing that the fulfillment of their lives, of their mission, can only be found in the Lord, even though so many other pieces of our life, so many of our own desires, lead us away from that. That's the hardship of being the Christian. We want to complete the mission, our life, on our terms. We want to have meaning and value based on what we decide. We want our choices to be free in the light of our own reason. And that doesn't work that way for the one who is called to follow the Lord as we are. And so as we come here today, we realize again that the transfiguration, hearing the voice, listen to him, is directed directly to our own hearts. Listen to him. Listen to what the church proclaims. Listen to what the prophets have said. Listen to what the law that Moses gives has shown us of God's majesty, glory, mercy, tenderness, love, and live in that. So as we celebrate this second Sunday, we know that the mission we've been given will be completed in the Lord. We know that the vision that we have for our life, its fulfillment, is only in the Lord. We know that the road can be difficult because the challenge is always to listen to what the Lord calls us to and who the Lord calls us to be.